Roger, we have PM solid, 16 and roll by the track, good two-way hoist communication to UHF.
Roger.
All systems appear normal and cut pass reported.
Roger, we concur.
Bermuda has closest approach.
You have?
Deep right.
You are up with the astronaut and capsule status.
Flint, all systems are normal with the exception of the lack of yaw control in right yaw on AMCS.
Both the astronaut and MCC feel that the yaw thruster is not functioning, the 1 pound yaw thruster. Orientation mode, however, is functioning properly.
We have no other inputs.
We think you should continue on with this flight plan.
Roger, we had sound like we went off the air there. We were just calling check.
Roger, we're reading you. You're fading somewhat, but I have no trouble understanding.
Roger.
Friendship 7, this is Mujer Comtech, do read. Friendship 7, would you call again?
Friendship 7,
Mujer,
I read you loud and clear on
HFO. Roger, Friendship 7, I'm reading you loud and clear on HFO.
Friendship 7, Mujer Capcom, I recommend you go UHF, over.
Sir, Roger, going UHF.
Friendship 7, we say Capcom, how do you read now, over?
7, I read you loud and clear, how me, over?
Roger, reading you loud and clear. We were coming in slightly, Garble, can you give us your fuel oxygen amps again, over?
Sir, Roger, fuel 6085, oxygen 65100, amps 22, over.
Roger,
exhaust temperature.
Temperature 5-0,
over.
Roger, are you in fly-by-wire?
I'm negative. I am on manual at present time. I'm down to 6-0 on automatic fuel, so I cut it off and I'm on manual at present time, over.
Roger, how is your yaw thruster problem, over?
This is Friendship 7. I'm getting some erratic indications in all axes. When I align everything on orbit attitude by the instruments, I am considerably off where I should be. I'm rolled some 20 degrees to the right. I'm also yawed to the right a little bit, over.
Roger, understand. Are you satisfied with the fly-by-wire and the manual proportional systems, over?
Fly-by-wire is not functioning in yaw low right, over.
Roger, low yaw right.
That's affirmative. When I first had trouble with it, it was malfunctioning in low yaw left, and now low yaw left is operating okay, but low yaw right is not operating. Over.
Roger, have you tried casing your gyros and rear rack cam? What do you think about this? Over.
Negative. I have not yet. I want to get a good alignment as soon as I get back in daylight and do just exactly that. I think my, I'm probably not, my scanners are probably not working right. Over.
Roger. Will you confirm that your landing bag switch is in the off position? Over.
That is affirmative. Landing bag switch is in the center off position.
Roger. You haven't had any banging noises or anything of this type at higher rates?
Negative.
Roger. They wanted this answer. Do you have your retro sequence times 2 dog, easy, and golf from Indian Ocean ship?
Stand by 1, yes. 2 easy. Golf, yes, I do have those.
I got Roger Z-Cal coming through.
I have no ill effects whatsoever. I don't even really notice it now. I'm just very comfortable.
Alright.
I have the constellation of Orion up there in the window now. I'm holding a position on it.
Roger, good. Your 150 VA is 300. Your 250 VA is 190, over.
Roger.
Go ahead, K-Flight.
I'd like to make sure that he still has both high thrusters in fly-by-wire or ASCS or both.
That's affirmative, I do. K-Flight, would you repeat?
He has both high thrusters in fly-by-wire. What was your other question?
That was it.
Friendship 7, Boomer Capcom, we have contact, TM Solid and UHF Solid, over.
Roger, Boomer.
Friendship 7, are you ready to go ahead with this 30-minute report, over?
I'm negative, not just at the moment, stand by.
Roger, Friendship 7.
Boomer Capcom, Cape Flight.
Go ahead, Cape.
We'd like to make sure that he makes this horizon check on his gyros and cage him if necessary to get the gyros reoriented before he approaches California on this orbit.
Roger, Cape. We've got a signal level on segment 51. It's reading zero.
Roger, your segment 51 reading zero.
That's correct. Going near the ground.
Roger.
French of 7 Wilmer Capcom, do you read, over?
Go ahead, Wilmer.
Cape advises that you conduct this horizon check in Cape de Gyros before California. Do you confirm, over?
Say again, please, Wilmer, I did not understand.
Cape advises that you conduct this horizon check in Cape de Gyros before California contact. Over.
Hi, Roger, I understand before California contact.
Roger, would like to confirm your control system status. Fly-by-wire, low, your right is inoperative. Manual is operative in all axes. Over.
That is affirmative.
Can you give me a status on your ASCS system? Over.
This is Friendship 7. ASCS started out operating. It would drop into orientation mode in yaw, and that would throw the other axes out. It was doing this for a while. It would drift off slowly, yaw right, and there would be no correction until it went out to about 20 degrees. Then it would come rapidly back across and correct itself from a 20 degree right attitude, would come back across to a left attitude in orientation mode. This continued for a while. I took control. That was right after Wimas. By the time I had gone over Africa, the condition had just reversed. It just reversed. The same thing, only the other direction. Over.
Hello, Roger. I understand. Friendship 7, if you're ready, can we conduct this 30-minute report? Over.
Friendship 7, Roger. All switch views are still same position. Squib is armed. Auto-electro jettison is off. ASCS mode select is normal. Rate command, gyro normal. Manual fuel handle is pulled. Automatic fuel is still on. Retro delay normal. Landing bag is off. Everything else on sequence panel is normal.
Friendship 7, can we have a blood pressure check? Start your button and then exercise your bungee cord and then start your blood pressure check again. Over.
All right, here, Friendship 7. Blood pressure coming on.
Roger, Friendship 7, we're reading your blood pressure.
Chief, this is Wilmer Systems. I wanted to report to you the 150-volt amp inverter temperature. It's 205 degrees. The 250-volt amp inverter is 190 degrees. Do you read?
Roger, 205-190.
Roger, I don't see anything else that's particularly unusual right now, so I'll put you back on the loop.
Roger.
Roger, Friendship 7, at your discretion. Over.
Roger. This is Friendship 7, auto retro jettison is off. ASCS mode select is normal. Rate command, gyro normal. All T-handles are in except manual. And it is out. I'm controlling manually at present time. Landing bag switch is off. Sequence panel is all normal except for that. The control fuel is 6082. Attitudes at present time on manual control are roll 5 right, yaw 15 right, pitch 3-4 in orbit attitude. My time for launch is 2 plus 3-3 plus 6-0, mark. Correction, that would be 2 plus 3-4 on that mark. Did you receive, over?
Roger.
Roger, cabin pressure is 5-5 and holding. Cabin air is 9-5. A cabin excess water light is still on. Turning it down a little bit more yet. Zero. Coolant quantity is 6-6. Suit is 6-8. On temperature, pressure 5-8 indicated. Steam temperature 5-0 in suit circuit and comfortable. Oxygen is 6-5-100. Amps 2-0, voltages main 2-4, 2-5, 2-5, 2-5, standby 1 is 2-5, 2-5, isolated 2-9, and back on main fans is 113, ASCS 113.
I have two warning lights on, the excess cabin water and fuel quantity, over.
Roger, Friendship 7. Aeromed would like to know whether you had conducted your exercise on a bungee cord, over.
Negative, I have not done that recently.
Roger, Friendship 7, you are fading now. Stand by for Canton in a few minutes. This is Wilmer Capcom, over now.
Wilmer, take your air ground off.
Wilco.
Wilmer, Capcom, K-Flight.
Roger, K-Flight, go ahead.
Would you give us your opinion of what your TM readouts were reading as compared to his attitude readouts in the air?
Roger, stand by. K-Flight, Wilmer, Capcom, apparently some difficulty in determining at any one time.
You are fading, you are fading. Repeat, please, slowly.
We feel that the variations in attitudes, according to TM, were within orbit mode. He was on manual during the pass and had to look out his window for orientation. It was difficult to determine what the agreement was between TM readouts and Astro readouts on this basis.
Didn't he give you some attitude readings while he was over your sight as compared to what you saw on TM?
He was on manual at that time, and apparently systems was not monitoring the attitudes at this point. They had been wavering, but still within the orbit mode.
But you got no direct comparison with his readout and a reading on the ground.
That is correct, Jake. That is correct.
Okay.
Hey, Flight Wilmer, Capcom. Discussing the control. Okay.
Go ahead.
These control problems, apparently his manual system was all okay in all three axes. His fly-by-wire was inoperative and low, you're right. His ASCS problems were something like this here. He would drift out of your attitude, right your attitude that is, and go drifting until he had a right yaw of 20 degrees, and then would command an orientation mode in yaw, at which case it would swing the capsule from a right 20 to a position whereby it would command a left orientation. It was just overpowering the orbit attitude in yaw. Apparently at Africa, they had a reversal this year, and this is the present case now. He is getting a drift in left yaw roll, left yaw low.
Roger, would you give us a medical status?
Stand by.
This is Wilmer and Sir John. All medical data normal. Last blood pressure check was 126 over 80. Electrocardiogram perfectly normal.
Roger, perfectly normal, 126 over 80.
Correct.
All right, Capcom, this is K-Flight calling. Do you read?
Well, I'm sure, K-Flight, go ahead.
I'd like to find out, if possible, if he can check the gyro instrument readout, which is visual reference, and then when he changes the gyros, whether the gyros then remain in when put back in a normal position, whether they remain in a normal comparison with his visual reference, to make sure that he has an instrument reference on his attitude readout.
I understand that you want him to verify that after he changes the gyros, they continue to agree with his visual reference. Is that correct?
When he puts the gyros back in a normal position.
Roger. Do you want a comparison between ground readout and attitude and capsule readout?
Roger, you're so right.
Roger, understand.
Hawaii, Capcom, K-Flight.
Hey, K-Flight.
I'd also like to get the astronaut's opinion on how he feels about continuing on the third orbit over your site.
Roger, will do. Kate would like to know if you have made the visual check on the gyros yet.
And this is a summary of during the dark side. I went to 000 as best I could.
check, and we'd like to get the results.
Yeah. Right now, in roll, the astronaut read 19, Crayola read plus 10. In yaw, astronaut read 10 degrees, we read 0 degrees. In pitch, the astronaut read minus 22 degrees, we read minus 20 degrees.
No further questions. California Capcom, gate plate.
Go ahead,
Jake. As far as I'm concerned, where to go?
Roger, understand.
It looks like he's got some general reference problem, especially in roll. I don't know whether the scalers are driving the roll attitude off or not. He appears, however, to have a good yaw and pitch reference. Not that I can tell, no.
But I wasn't clear of that.
It is located in the, the ETL area there.
Take flight, we're noticing some dropping in secondary O2 supply. The summaries from Guaymas and Texas indicate a decrease in secondary O2 pressure.
We ran 9-4 here also. Did you copy that, Mishay?
Roger, Cape. We just don't understand the reason for it.
No, we don't either. We'll keep a look on it.
Roger.
Up off here a minute, Mishay. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Roger. Cape, I think Astro is working Canary right now on HF.
Roger. Communications check. How do you read over?
Loud and clear, help me.
Oh, loud and clear, Cape. Thank you.
Mishay, Capcom, Cape, play on the comp check. How do you read?
Radio loud and clear, Cape.
All right. Mishay, Capcom, Cape, flight.
Go ahead.
We'd like to have the astronaut change the clock setting from 043238 to 043237.
Roger, Cape.
Mishay, Capcom, Cape Flight.
Go ahead, Cape Flight, Mishay here.
This is a matter of how the astronaut might feel about using ASCS. He goes to the use of high torque thrusters at retro sequence command. So this gets around this lack of 1 pound thrusters in yaw.
That's about it.
And then we feel that's the way he should go if he feels satisfied that he's got the proper inputs into the amp cal from the gyros and can immediately be prepared to back it up fly-by-wire and even go, beg your pardon, manual and even go fly-by-wire if he thought the ASCS system was acting up.
All right, Roger, we'll confer with him on it, dear.
ILS contact 1834.
Roger. Cape Flight, Mishay Capcom, command carrier is on.
Roger. Mishay Capcom, Cape Flight.
Go ahead.
Oh, what did you have on segment 51 of your path?
Plan Hero.
Roger.
Here is air ground on the Goddard.
Roger.
Roger, roger.
Friendship 7, Mishay Comtech. I did not read you, would you call again?
Mishay Comtech, Friendship 7, ring your last clear, help me.
Roger, Friendship 7, you are 3x3, go ahead to Capcom.
You
want to try UHF, over?
Mishay Capcom, Mishay Capcom.
Friendship 7,
Mishay
Capcom,
now
and over.
Mishay Capcom, my friendship 7,
now and over. Roger, you're coming through rather weak. You want to switch to UHF, over?
Roger, switching to UHF.
Friendship 7, Mishay Capcom, how do you read, over?
Cape Flight. General systems review is good. The inverted temperatures are 220 and 210.
Roger.
Air ground is better, putting it back under the Goddard.
I am on fly-by-wire at present time. I have no low thrust to the right fly-by-wire. Over.
Roger, understand. No low right thruster on fly-by-wire.
That is affirmative.
Roger, we'd like to send you a ZNR cal sometime during your 30-minute report, just a warning that we might send it there.
Roger, fine.
Roger, you want to start down the part of the report there?
This is Friendship 7. In 45 more seconds, I'd like to have you send a message for me, please. Over.
Roger.
I want you to send a message to the director, to the commandant, U.S. Marine Corps in Washington. Tell him I have my 4 hours required flight time in for the month. And request flight jet be established for me, over.
Roger, will do.
still pay it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Roger.
Is this gliding time or rocket time?
Later or later, buddy.
Roger. Roger, we're sending you a ZNR Cal here.
ZNR
Cal coming now.
Except for landing bag in the off position.
Attitude indicators have been rather erratic. They would drift very rapidly sometimes, especially when I maneuver myself and then come back onto ASCS. It seems they have been thrown way off at that time.
Roger.
My retrograde time remains 04 plus 32 plus 38 for capsule time, which corrects for 1 second error in this clock.
Roger, on that, MCC recommends you change that to 04, 32, 37, shortly after we get done with these others.
Roger. Okay, cabin pressure is still holding 5.5. It's been there ever since we left. 9.0 on cabin temp. The relative humidity is back up again now to about 3.6. Coolant quantity is down a little bit to... we may have had a small water leak someplace if we have that much increase in humidity, because it was down around 2.0. Our coolant quantity, though, is down around 6.2 now. The suit temperature is 7.0 inlet. Cabin suit pressure is 5.8. Steam temperature is 4.48. Oxygen is 6.090. Amps are 2.4.
Auto fuel 55.55.
Manual fuel, 4-2.
Yeah.
Did you read?
Roger, I read you.
All right. We did not put the air ground loop on because the contact was too short. We have TMLOS already.
Roger.
Okay, Capcom, tape flight.
Go ahead, Cape.
Now you confirm that you had 0 on 51 the last pass, 85% full scale this pass. Is that correct?
Affirmative flight.
Roger, thank you.
Cape flight, Wilmer, Capcom. Cape flight,
Wilmer,
Capcom.
You say Capcom, Cape flight.
Go ahead.
Would you confirm that everything go over your site?
Yes, flight, I would say that everything was go. The inverted temperatures are somewhat high, but that's about the only thing.
Commander, Capcom. Roger, you ready now? Yeah, we want to know, did he change the clock setting?
We did not get word whether he had changed it at the LOS, but he was going to change it, over.
All right, Roger, how about you, Wilmer? What did you read on the capsule clock setting? Wilmer, Capcom, Cape Point, what did you read on the capsule clock setting?
Such as far as setting was 043238. He had not made that change.
Roger. Hawaii, Capcom, Cape Flight.
Loud and clear, Cape, go ahead.
I haven't got too much time here.
10 minutes.
The Cape has been concerned that the segment 51, which is an indication of the landing bag being down, that is the shield separated.
Roger, did you understand that we observed the
I read what you got.
Okay.
We haven't made up our mind on this. We're discussing it. If we make up our mind that we want him to, that we have decided this is a valid signal and tells us that it has separated, we will probably ask the astronaut not to separate the package. However, we may also ask him to put the landing bag switch to the auto position to determine if he gets a light when he goes to this position. We think that if he did not get a light, that it would not be a valid signal. General opinion it's not a valid signal, but we're continuing to look at it. We'll try to give you a sufficient time to get the proper word to the astronaut if necessary. If we decide that the situation does not warrant leaving the package on, that is, if we go the normal way, we won't have you mention it to him at all.
Roger, okay, I'll be standing by for your word on this. I can give you a real-time readout of this segment whenever you want it.
Roger, I think we got all the readouts we probably need now.
Roger, you're going to advise me if you do want to put this switch in the steer switch in the on position to check this light.
Yeah, if we want you to put the switch in the auto position, I will advise you.
Roger, understand.
Otherwise, it will be off till main tube. Did you copy that?
Roger, understand.
Which is his normal procedure, of course. Hawaii, Capcom, Cape Flight.
Sir, Cape Flight.
I'd like also to know, best I can, how he feels about this attitude reference system. But I imagine he'll give you that in his normal course of reporting.
Roger, does he concur with the recommendation for ASCS for entry over Australia? I didn't read that.
I don't think he was willing to commit himself at that point.
Roger.
He was going to do some more checking as soon as he could in daylight. He should be approaching daylight right now.
We got about 7.5 minutes for acquisition.
Right.
Command carrier on.
Capcom. This is Cape Flight.
Go ahead, Cape Flight.
We want the astronaut to put the switch in the auto position. In the auto position, if he gets a red light indicating that the bag has been deployed, then we want him to re-enter with the pack on. If he gets no red light, then we want him to re-enter in a normal fashion.
Oh, Roger, understand that. If he gets a red light, you want him to re-enter with the pack on. If he does not get a red light, re-enter in a normal fashion, he turns the pack.
Affirmative.
Are we still going with the inverters as they are without taking the actual nose?
Affirmative.
Roger.
Hawaii Capcom, Cape Flight. He should, of course, get no lights at all. If he gets either a green or a red light, then we want to re-enter with the pack on.
Right, understand. Off position.
That's affirmative. Return the switch to the off position.
Right.
And not put it back on until after he gets chute deployed.
Roger.
Standing by for your air and ground discussion. We're reading loud and clear.
Roger. Did you get the switch back on the off position? Affirmative.
Okay. We're not reading now, Hawaii.
There's no transmission now. He's going through his pre-retro checklist.
Roger.
Everything on the ground looks good.
Roger.
We're still reading the segment 51. Our inverter temps are up to 225 on the 150, 212 on the 250.
Let's talk to him about this ASCS business now, Hawaii.
Roger, I was standing by until you completed this checklist. Do you want to break it all down or go ahead?
I just said he was telling us that he was checking each one of these things off.
Roger. Friendship 7, Hawaii Capcom.
Hey, Hawaii.
Have you completed pre-retro checklist this time?
That's affirmative. I'm just now completing it.
Roger, can you comment again on this, the attitude system with respect to the visual reference? How do you feel about this at this time?
Well, it's in and out of orientation mode right now and is wasting fuel in yaw. I may have to cut it in yaw, I don't know. It appears to be correcting, though, at the present time. Maybe the scanners are correcting it okay now.
Roger, what mode are you in now?
I'm in ASCS, automatic.
Roger, understand. Did you understand that the Cape would like you to change your clock by 1 second to 043237?
I'm negative. I'll change it right now.
Roger.
Good boy. Time is now 043237.
Roger, we confirm with TM readout.
Roger.
Everything looks good on the ground. The inverted temperatures are a little high, 225 on the 150, 212 on the 250. Everything else looks pretty good. John, we'd like to know if you're still comfortable.
Roger, I'm in very good shape. I'll go through exercise bed in just a minute here so that I get the old checklist.
Right. Okay, Firewire Capcom, you have anything else?
Negative.
Roger, looks like we're in pretty good shape.
Roger.
He did change the clock.
Okay, going through like this. Okay, check's okay. Okay, 5 minutes for the green light is on.
Right, 5 minutes for the green light on. TM's breaking up now on Friendship 7. Would you like a GMT contact?
Right here, please.
On my mark, GMT would be 19 plus 15 plus 45. Mark. Breaking up at the last knock. Could not read your contact. California might stand by to give him this if he still wants it.
California Capcom, Cape Flight.
Go ahead, Cape Flight.
We're standing by, expecting retro sequence at 043238 ground elapsed time.
That is correct. We copied the Timex over Hawaii and agree that John is 1 second fast. The time of 37 seconds will be correct.
Okay.